What are we talking about?
As I was saying, I'm loving the DIY life at the moment. And yeah, Glenn, my husband, he's doing a reno and we do have a giant like monster of a hole in the wall.
It's hole in the wall.
So we wanted to ask people on 131060 to call us up if you've got a hole in the wall. And I'm not even joking. Jules Lund is on the line. Hi, Jules.
Look, Maz, Dick, it's shaped like a person doing a walk like an Egyptian. It's polystyrene, and if you don't walk like an Egyptian, it will push you into a pool.
Oh my God, man.
Sorry, I don't think that you did justice to introducing the guest that's on the phone right now. So I'll let this voiceover guy do it.
It's Hole in the Wall. Here's the host of the hole, Jules Lund.
Yeah!
Jules, I do honestly, like, I know I give you a little bit about hosting Hole in the Wall, but it was such a great show. Can we bring it back?
I don't know if you heard then, Maz, but he introduced me as the host of The Hole.
Yeah, he did.
That is a career lowlight. Nick Kelly, you know this sort of century-old battle between Maz and I because I stole her career after cheating on X Games. And
yep.
It peaked and she was jealous.
Oh, so jealous, she heard, man.
She heard Jules Lund, the host of The Hole, and went, thank God I didn't take that sliding door part.
This could have been your life. This could have been in your Mike Munro book of This Is Your Life.
Like, I know that you're my career nemesis, Jules, but in all seriousness, like, I did think the show was really great entertainment.
Did you think the show was good when you were doing it?
Yes.
No.
No, Jules, come on.
I had
human beings in Lycra trying to get through odd-shaped holes in a wall or they get pushed into a pool. What's not to love?
Ratings.
There was celebrity. So was there a celebrity season of Hole in the Wall?
It was only celebrity season. We ran out of so many celebrities. I even brought my cousin in to do one.
Really?
Not even kidding you, and he's not even in the media. It's just that no one wanted to do it. But the point is, execs, TV execs, saw a viral YouTube clip that should have lasted for a minute and went, how do we turn this into 8 half-an-hour episodes?
It's Hole in the Wall.
So good. Hey, Jules, so I was just explaining, like, Glenn, my gorgeous husband, he's renovating a house.
God,
this is how
I love Glenn. Don't say a bad word about him.
I would never.
He's an absolute dreamboat.
Everyone crushes hard on my husband, but
he's
renovating our house. This is how this all came up. There is a hole in our wall at the moment. But what I'm thinking I'm going to do today when I get home, I'm going to ask Glenn if he can make it like a particular shape. I'm going to get him to make it a shape like it's the show, and then we might, like, film a little bit of Hole in the Wall at home and then send it to you so you can relive the glory days.
Well, no one knows better than Nick that would get mad engagement on social platforms.
Absolutely. 100%. Hashtag yes. Tribe.
And the glory days of Hole in the Wall would be the glory hole, would it not?
It's 8 o'clock.
I'm out.
Kids in cars.
See you, buddy. Thanks, Jules.
Hole in the Wall.